Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nobody knows about this. Nobody knows about source of income discrimination.
George Donnelly is an attorney with the Public Interest Law Center. The group filed complaints with the Philadelphia Commission on Human Relations. They're taking on three landlords who they say refuse to rent to tenants because they want to pay rent with Section 8 vouchers.
The Housing Choice Voucher Program was put in place so that low-income families could have access to safe, decent and affordable housing on the private rental market. And when landlords refuse to rent to them, it really defeats the purpose of the program.
The Fair Practices Ordinance forbids landlords from discriminating against tenants based on their source of income, including if that income is rental assistance. But last year, the Urban Institute issued a report that shows that 67% of Philadelphia landlords discriminate in this fashion.
That's when you know you have a systemic, widespread problem.
Donnelly says the Public Interest Law Center is also hoping to educate tenants about their rights. Cherry Gregg, KBW News Radio.